This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And welcome to another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I'm Scott Hennen. Todd Mitchell is here. Daniel running the controls. When you call today, Kevin Flynn is off for a little California excursion. Vegas, California, forget the order, but off to the west. Back on Monday on the program.
He's surfing USA.
He's surfing USA, exactly right. Beautiful Monday on our hands, so we're smiling from ear to ear, ready to chit-chat for another hour on What's On Your Mind. Anything on your mind, give us a call. Tell us what's on your mind. Answer the big question today on the program at 800-228-0550. Toll-free telephone number 800-228-0550. You can also text us at 701-237-1590. One question we parked from last week was... or last hour, rather, had to do with the question over climate action, specifically carbon capture, and whether we ought to play the game together or not. And one of the listeners said, this is just a bad idea. Don't do it. Don't succumb to it. And called into question the push by Governor Burgum related to carbon neutral in 2030. I want to say there's... $30 billion in deals that are on the table right now in North Dakota, many of those because they see a problem solved in North Dakota. There's a lot of investment going on because of our geology and our ability to store methane. My argument is this. Unfortunately, if we want capital, and the oil and gas industry is a prime example of an industry that takes a lot of money. And most of that capital comes from public markets, investors. And the investor world is woke. It punishes an industry that brings us affordable, reliable energy. Makes no sense to me. I hate it. And I hate that the companies succumb to it, but if they don't, they don't get capital. They're punished for it. So in light of that, we come up with a solution. We say we can store it. We take away the problem. The problem in the eyes of the folks that make the rules on who gets the money. I like being a problem solver. I love the idea that the oil and gas industry in North Dakota says, tell you what, we're going to have the cleanest barrel of oil in the world. We're playing their game to unlock the capital that fixes the problem. That's one approach. The other approach is to say, this is stupid, screw you. That approach means you don't have the dollars to drill. You starve the companies that need the moolah to drill. So you might feel a little bit better, but you're going to feel better at the expense of less activity, going the wrong way. So, which is the right way? You tell me, 800-228-0550 on What's On Your Mind. Here's a few of the comments that have come in. Oil companies say it's new rules and regulations. Biden is blaming the oil companies. Oil companies say it's new rules and regulations. Can you have someone come on the show and inform us what the new rules and regs are? Bust the Biden administration at their blame game in the form of voters on the fence? Rather, inform voters that are on the fence of what the real drilling issues are. Thanks. Love your show. Go, let's go, Brandon. We certainly can have additional guests on to explain the rules in which they play by. It is talked about often It's the famous three-letter acronym ESG for Environmental Social Governance. This is what the public markets right now are gripped by. But good suggestion. Always remember there are voters on the fence that need to be told about this. And somebody earlier said, hey, you get a Republican president, you get a Republican Congress, and you can end it. I don't know if it's that easy. Senator Kevin Cramer's done a great job of calling to task the big banks to say, wait a minute here. A state like North Dakota that's solving problems shouldn't be punished by the rules you set. So remember, we vote too. You only hear from folks in your left ear, the extremists. We vote too. You need to hear us as well. But it is a long game, folks. It's a long game. Texas says, I don't care whether Hovind got Trump's endorsement or not. We need new blood, more conservative blood, more fight, not somebody who's constantly campaigning 365 days a year. Honestly, I think most political folks these days have to campaign 365 days a year. I mean, that's the idea of a six-year term with the Senate. They don't, but that's always in the back of your head, raising the dollars to be able to run. And as far as new blood, I think Donald Trump was the best example of the new blood. Get in there and be a disruptor. Not a bad idea. But new blood also means a new plan to disrupt the status quo. Not exactly something that happens at the snap of a finger. Texas says, why would Trump endorse Hovind? Why would he endorse a man that spends most of his time hiding under his desk? I'll answer you this. Donald Trump endorses people who win. His record in picking winners is pretty extraordinary when it comes to this game of getting endorsements. I'm not sure I remember anybody that had more power in reshaping things. So he recognizes John Hovind is the horse that's going to win. The idea that John Hovind spends time under his desk, I think, is politically naive at the best. And you don't get things done by hiding under your desk. So I don't know what that texter means by Senator Hovind. I remember a comment one time relayed to me by Senator Cramer about Senator Hovind, specific to Donald Trump's appreciation of him. And I think it was Kevin saying there'd be little doubt that Senator Hovind would be endorsed by President Trump because while he isn't necessarily the person that is going to go into a meeting, say, throw some elbows for North Dakota and come out and say, we're going to get what we want because I just bloodied that guy up. Not his game. But there is, my best description is this, I've said this many times before, you do not want to be between Senator Hovind and something he's trying to get on behalf of North Dakotans, because he's a royal pain in the butt. His colleagues will tell you that, President Trump would tell you that. Now, not exactly the kind of guy that's going to be like a Ted Cruz, who's on TV every third day, or Lindsey Graham or anybody else. I don't know about you. I'm as tired of those guys as I am anybody else because all they do is talk. I don't want a talker. I want a doer. And this is where I think Rick Becker has some challenges because Rick Becker has been a great talker. And I don't mean that in a derogatory way. He does a very good job of describing his view of government and his frustration with it, where many of us nod our heads and say, you're exactly right. But that's very different than doing anything about it. And in that regard, he's not been real successful. So to me, that's more of a talker than a doer. Not my idea of a good time. Let's go to Rex in Fargo. What's up? What's on your mind? Rex, you're hey. Next.
Yeah. Hi there. Hi, yeah. My question is, with Congress getting that recent raise in the congressional bill, why would they take away, especially the Republicans, everybody's hurting, you know what I'm saying, taxpayer dollars, It just, to me, is all about power and greed. I mean, what's your take on that?
Was there a pay raise in the latest omnibus, as they call it, catch all of everything? Wait, was there? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I don't know. To me, they were getting a raise. I get those notices on my phone all the time that they, part of the bill was they were going to get some kind of raise, congressional raise.
I'm looking this up right now. So you're talking about the $1.5 trillion deal that funded government.
I think the last one.
I'm not a big fan of fact checks, because you got to fact check the fact checkers most times. But let me dig into this. I've not seen that, and I would agree with you. The timing would not be good. But let's just make sure that's accurate.
Yeah, a lot of people are accurate. Everything, you're right.
Yeah, and you know, an interesting thing about pay raises related to members of Congress. I've seen some arguments in the past to say we need better quality members of Congress, and how do you do that? We'll talk about it on the other side of the break, Rex. Thanks for listening.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Stanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Stanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition, nostalgia, too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at abmnow.com.
Bob Worrell. Bob is the president of Lincoln State Bank at Hankinson, North Dakota. Tell me what kind of impact you see Hankinson Renewable playing.
It's been a blessing to our community from a lot of standpoints. As an employer, I believe when the plant opened, they had about 40 to 42 jobs that were created. Today, I think that's closer to about 55 jobs. So we have had employees that are driving from out of town, and one of them in particular just built a new home and has just moved in our new residential development. And that was a young couple that he was commuting here to work and decided to buy a lot, construct a new home, and now his family, his kids will go to school here. And so there's those kind of success stories as a result of that plant being here.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Swedish meatballs might be your thing today from PetroServe USA. The NP Avenue store downtown Fargo has that. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, mac and beef or stuffed green peppers. If you're traveling 94 today, exit 292, head north for the home cooking and grab-and-go convenience like scallop, potatoes, and ham. Good. I-29, Harwood exit, chicken pot pie. 12th Avenue North and I-29, the beefy noodles served up today. Glendon has chicken pot pie. Euland has Salisbury steak. and West Main Avenue, West Fargo. I'll come with that from either 94 or 29, but closer to up by Bonanzaville. Mac and beef or stuffed green peppers today. PetroServe USA, you just tell them Scott sent you. So there is not a pay raise in the omnibus that passed. What happened there was somebody mistook the 21% increase in House budgets as something that was a pay raise, but it's not a pay raise. It couldn't mean more money for staffers because I guess they've upped the maximum staff salary. You'd actually have some staffers that would make more. And I've long heard that House members lament the fact that they just don't have the dollars that the Senate does, and so maybe it's a little parity there, but it's an increase there. It's not, so it's not a pay raise. In fact, pay in the Congress is set by a formula. Members of Congress have voted against accepting a pay raise since 2010. So I think the amount that a member of Congress can get, House or Senate, it's like $174,000, hasn't changed since 2009. So fact check there for you. We're good to go. Let's go to Brady in Las Vegas. Brady, what's on your mind today? Brady, are you there? Brady, we can't hear you. So we're going to go to Dane.
Are you on mute?
I'm not muting. He might be on mute.
No, him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brady, not you.
Got to keep rolling. Dana Judd, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Dana.
Good morning, everyone. Hey, I want to voice my big oversight view of what's happening. You can tell me if you agree or not. But the green energy people are the ones pushing this ESG, and they kind of control the bank strings, too, with the Federal Reserve. So they use their power and wealth to influence the decisions coming out of Washington. And right now, with the world...
Correct.
Of Canada,
by the way, so far, fact check 100% accurate. No doubt about it. And this is the part of the Great Reset game. This is the use climate action as a blunt force instrument on everything. Yep.
But with the unsettlement in the world right now, we just saw our trade and our supply chain could be so disrupted so easily. I think it would be to their best interest to work with the oil and coal, because keep this in mind, the same people doing this are quite likely the same people that got very, very wealthy off the same two products. So if they would help the people of the nation rebuild these also with their future goals, it would be a lot better for them and us as a whole.
How would they do that? Give me an example of what they should do, like, today.
Okay, like these plants they're putting up in North Dakota. Are they still all being financed by foreign countries? And if so, then the wealthy could come in and help finance this themselves so that it's owned by our nation, you know, people that have been here, the ones that made them what they are.
So U.S. capital markets could step up and say, we're going to replace foreign investment. One example.
The same ones that sold out of oil and coal to start the green energy plans should maybe rethink what they're doing so that the people they're working with could actually afford the product they want to sell.
Yeah. I would love a long-term fix for this, even these people that are saying, how about a gas tax reduction? Be nice, because people understand how much of every gallon of gas actually goes to a government entity, and it's big. But that's a short-term fix. Let's go long-term. Let's think long-term. Appreciate the call, Dana. Thank you. Texter says, some green fraud people are telling us the woke need us. We don't need them. Caller's right. Don't fall for their corruption. Another texter says, billions in deals for carbon capture is not solving a problem. They're chasing money. CO2 is not a pollutant nor a problem. But again, if you don't solve the problem they have built, you don't get the money to drill. That's the reality. Texter says, carbon dioxide sequestration is a solution to a non-problem. Billions of dollars will be spent on it. So you have the anti-petroleum zealots finding another boogeyman. This is just playing into their hands. You're admitting that carbon dioxide is a problem when it isn't. Also, when did carbon dioxide sequestration become methane sequestration? Well, if you ask them, what of the CO2 chain are you trying to remove, they will tell you methane. So I'm just telling you what they tell us. This is a hilarious debate because I'm with you. I'm with you that this is a kabuki dance. But I'll say again, we don't set the rules of the capital markets. So if you want dollars for exploration, which is big, big money, you either play the game or you are starved of the cash. So find me a solution outside of that equation. I'm all ears. And one of them is private markets. Wyoming's looking at that right now. Find other sources of capital. That is a solution. But until you have one, you got to play the dance. And if in my mind, if we're able to solve this problem with North Dakota geology, why wouldn't we? Why wouldn't we? And unlock the investment. I love that idea. Brady in Las Vegas calling back. Brady, your phone working now?
It's up and working, bud.
Beautiful. What's on your mind today?
Instead of praying for Ukraine, I think we need to change that motto to pray for a brain. Because Zelensky's brain is about clogged with 3 8 balls of cocaine at all times of the day. Have you been following that guy? Have you been following how that guy is? And the nice T-shirt he wore the other day with the Wolf's Angel cross right on the front from the Hitler in the 1940s. Have you followed the Azov Brigade, the one that he funds, in which our military is training alongside the citizens? We are in direct violation of NATO. Why are we in the Ukraine at all? They are not a NATO member. Why are we there with our CIA? Why are we there? You answer that, the biolabs. There's about a million questions that nobody's asking.
Well, I think we're there because you have a neighbor by the name of Putin who is committing atrocities on the people of Ukraine.
That's wrong.
Well, it's true. I'm watching. How is it not true? How is that wrong?
It's not true. He is not invading the Ukraine. He is liberating. They're up to 44 biolabs. Vlad, before he went in on the 23rd of February, when they were monitoring the situation, before they went in, he intercepted the email from our Department of Defense.
Okay, Brady, tell that to the dead kids in the facility they bombed last week, that they're being liberated.
Yeah. The Azov battalion's the one who's killing them, not the Russians. Wake up, people.
The missiles that are coming from Russia are actually being fired by the Ukrainians on their own people. I got it.
Okay.
We know a lot in this day and age of social media and all kinds of citizen journalists, so hard to say that.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Beverly, wake up, stand up, let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As President Biden's Supreme Court justice pick will start confirmation hearings this morning, Justice Thomas is spending a few days in a D.C. hospital for flu-like symptoms not related to COVID-19. China's Civil Aviation Administration is reporting a Chinese-owned Boeing 737 jetliner carrying roughly 130 people crashed in the mountains in southern China's Guangxi region on Monday. As the Ukrainian people and culture continues to get destroyed by Russian invaders, President Biden has added a stop in Poland to his trip this week in Europe for more talks with NATO and European allies. Biden will first travel to Brussels, then to Poland to meet President Duda next weekend. Russia has intensified its attempts to bombard Mariupol into surrender, but Ukrainian officials defiantly rejected a Russian demand that their forces in Mariupol lay down their arms and raise white flags Monday in exchange for safe passage out of the besieged port city. USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
About Iraq. Wake the F up, Scott. I'm turning off this BS station. Quit disgracing Aaron's song, playing it on this disgraceful station. Wow, okay, all right. Happy thoughts. Happy thoughts. Here's my thoughts related to Russia and Ukraine. Who's the good guy? Who's the bad guy? My favorite line is, the only difference between Russia and Ukraine is that Ukraine elects its crooks. So there's no, but can we honestly talk to people who are there? We've got folks that are on the ground there ourselves talking directly about the efforts. I mean, you have 2+ million people that have left Ukraine as a result. As we're seeing all over our screen, a hospital, maternity hospital, being bombed. So the last caller wants us to believe that Ukraine is bombing itself. I mean, come on. Again, we are at a point where we don't have to rely on Walter Cronkite to tell us what's happening over there. We get it. We see it. Does that mean Ukraine's perfect? Absolutely not. But let's just take a deep breath here, okay? Let's take a deep, deep breath and realize it's pretty obvious what's happening. We saw it play out, and by the way, I think the U.S. government played a part in it. Hey, give up your nukes, and then we'll protect you. We said that. The United States of America said that. We agreed to defend them as a result of them giving up their weapons. Don't forget that. But we'll share the frustration and who's the good guy, who's the bad guy, and really knowing what's going on. I think we all ought to spend as much time worried about the southern border. We, the United States of America, are being invaded. But I don't think that means you say no different than we could have said, hey, you know, Hitler's, he's crazy. He's out there, but just, it's not our problem. It's not our problem. We don't have that luxury as the greatest country in the face of the earth. We really don't. But I thought, you like that, Con? It's a little worked out.
Heck yeah.
Wake the F up. Turning this BS station off. You're disgracing Aaron Tippin. Wow, okay. All right.
What?
Time for a cup of coffee. Breathe, 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 breathe. There you go.
A cup of green tea.
There you go. A cup of green tea might be a little bit better. Matt Frelick is our next guest on What's On Your Mind. We're going to talk about cyber hacking coming up here in a little bit. I guess I'll go to Chris and Dickinson. Chris, What's your take on Ukraine before we go to our guest on cyber attacks? By the way, if we think Russia's the good guy, how many cyber attacks on U.S. companies have come from Russia? I'm not going to buy Russia's the good guy here. I'm not. Am I going to argue that we have shades of gray on the bad guy department between Ukraine and Russia? Absolutely. But it's there are no easy answers here. Chris, give us your take.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I'll be quick here. Just one comment on ESG and then three questions on the Ukraine. On the ESG, how much of that is funded from China and Russia via dark money? And any of these groups that are promoting this ESG are pretty much bucket carriers for China and Russia because they up their oil and coal production while we decrease ours at the taxpayers' expense.
Well, I don't doubt they love that. They love what we're doing. They love what we're doing, and they're building coal. But when you say they're funding it, I mean, I think this is a self-inflicted wound. This is the woke environmental eco-terrorists who are extracting this out of these companies, and these companies are populated by 30-somethings who wake up every day and see climate action as the number one problem. How would China fund that, though?
Dark money.
Dark money, meaning how? Who does the dark money go to?
Any of these environmental socialist groups that are backing the Democrat Party.
Yeah,
you know, I'm not funneling money over here for that.
Well, yeah, I don't doubt they try and influence things, but my point is that this is go look at the stats of 30-somethings in this country, the polling, and they wake up every day thinking climate action is the worst thing. I don't think
right.
It takes
I'm
any dark money from
that.
China to fund that. This is a belief set, and they work for these companies.
I don't argue with that. I completely agree with that 100%, but they're still getting money and pushback or, you know, financial backing from somewhere. I'm not saying it's all from coming from China and Russia, but, yeah, they got to be getting money from somewhere. And who's benefiting? Like I said, China and Russia. And the Ukraine, I just wonder if Poroshenko had not fired that prosecutor for the $1.5 billion that Biden asked him to do because he was investigating Hunter, would we be in the war we're at today? Secondly, what happened to those bio labs that Victoria Nuland was testifying about in the Senate 2 weeks ago that they were so concerned about? Because if Russia does have them, how long until Russia speaks a biological agent across the Mexican border to have a biological attack on the U.S.? That's all I got. Thank you.
All right, Chris, appreciate the comments. Texter said, hey, I didn't hear that caller say Ukraine was bombing their own people. Supposed to be an open conversation. It is an open conversation, but he did say that because I said specifically, what about a theater that went so far as to put in their parking lot children here? So it's hoping to avoid an attack of a missile and got one. And I brought that up to him, and he said, Ukraine's doing this. So he did say that, actually. Let's go next to one more call before we go to our guest. South Dakota we go. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Muff. Take it away.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great today. Kind of a free-flowing conversation all over the map today. That's a fun day.
In regards to that guy calling in saying we shouldn't be in Ukraine because it's not our problem, it seems to me he's the kind of guy who would be walking through a schoolyard and he'd see a bunch of bullies beating up a little girl, and he'd turn his head and walk the other way because it's not his problem. I'm not that kind of person, and I don't think you are either.
Well, here's the deal. I do think we have to pick our battles. There's no question about that. But in this particular case, I just don't know how you say, given the history again, don't forget, the United States of America played a big role in them denuking.
Yep.
Okay? And we said, if you do this, we will do that. So now you say, well, screw you? It's a tough one.
Yeah, yeah.
Different situation, but I'm with you. This is a bully that, and again, we want to play the Russia's the nice guy here. Tell that to the companies that have been hacked. That have been hacked.
Yeah, Russia is definitely not the nice guy. This guy has his priorities 180 degrees from where ours are.
Take on the bully, says Muff. Anything else?
No, that's it. You have a great day, Scott, and a good week.
Take care. Texter says, when will the spending stop? We send billions to Ukraine again that we do not have. We are in serious money problems in the USA. When will it all come tumbling down? No one talking about that. It's a good point. Very good point. All right, we do have our cyber expert here to talk about another war that continues, Matt Frelick. He's the new assistant professor for cyber defense at the University of Mary, and they have a cyber security program right now at the University of Mary. Matt, welcome to the program. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me today.
So let's talk about the problem first, cyber security. Define the problem here.
Oh, yeah, it's a big problem, right? It affects everybody. You guys are just talking about the Russian-Ukraine thing. So we have, you know, state attacks on countries and on municipalities, and it also affects us individually from, you know, me protecting my credit card numbers to my kids playing safe online and chatting and those sorts of things. So the problem is really widespread because if you think about everything you do nowadays, there's some sort of technology behind it, right? Thinking about my drive out to University of Mary today, and my car dang near drives itself, and got me thinking, you know, what if somebody took control of this thing and wanted to drive me into the ditch? So our technology is just so widespread. It's amazing, but at the same time, it's an issue, right? Because there's bad people out there that want to do bad things.
It's also an opportunity. And as University of Mary does so well and seeing ahead of the curve a little bit and training its students for what the future holds, talk a little bit about what's coming to you, Mary, for cybersecurity classes and programs or degrees. What's the vision?
Yeah, so super excited to start a new cybersecurity program out here. For years past, we've had what was called an information technology management degree that was geared a little bit more towards business and, you know, managing the IT infrastructure and those sorts of things. But as security has just become more and more prevalent and more of a focus, we've decided to essentially create a brand new program. It's really a changing of the information technology management program, but we're going to do a cybersecurity administration program. So students are going to learn all of the basics about cybersecurity. They'll actually learn how to do a little bit of hacking too. So if they know how the bad guys do it, then they can protect their companies and themselves from it too, is the idea. So we've really kind of revamped and reimagined the computer program out here, making it the cybersecurity program. So kind of cutting edge, kind of new. It'll provide a lot of great opportunity for our students, I think.
What would make a good student for cybersecurity? What kind of skill set?
So students that like to, you know, tinker, students that like to wonder how things work. You know, when I was growing up, I always liked to, you know, tinker on my car stereo, or when the latest and greatest iPhone or, you know, video game or whatever it happens to be comes out, I'm interested in it, right? And I'm always kind of thinking to myself, you know, how does that thing work? How does that gadget, that doohickey work? If you're kind of person that, you know, thinks along those lines, likes to problem solve, likes to get involved in puzzles and games, is competitive, those types of people typically do very well because we're very hands-on. We're problem solving all the time, and it gets to our analytical way of thinking. So those are the types of students that typically thrive, and those are the types of people that typically are interested in what we're doing.
What kind of opportunities are out there right now?
Oh, man, so if you look at what's going on in the world right now, there's just so many opportunities, right? There's, you know, from the COVID crisis to what's happening in Russia and Ukraine, it's really kind of opened up our eyes into protecting our assets, especially our digital assets. You know, there's always people out there trying to scam others, and we need cybersecurity professionals to protect against those scams and to protect their assets, like I said. So I think nationwide, the numbers are kind of, you know, fluid.
Hold that thought, if you would, Matt. We'll continue this on the other side of the break. Matt Frelick, new assistant professor for cyber defense. We're in a cyber war these days. More on that coming up.
Isn't it great when you get credit for what you've done? When you choose the University of Mary to earn or finish your degree, our team examines your prior work experience and accomplishments that can be counted as college credits. We'll also add any transfer credits, plus encourage you to test out of courses where you are already proficient. With an entire University of Mary team working for you, you can do this. Discover the best path to your degree at online.umary.edu/discover more.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI VIN dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI VINs, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
All month long at a PetroServe USA, you're going to save on Red Bull. 3 12-ounce cans are $6. Wild River Beef Jerky, $4.99 a pack. Stun Guns are $5 off. And that any size fountain pop or coffee cappuccino deal is good all month long. 49 cents, you pick the size. What a deal. Fresh baked muffins, fresh baked cookies, a 4-for-4 deal where you get a Hot Stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best made cookies around, and a drink on us. 4-for-4, PetroServe USA.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What's on your mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com, arriving daily. New Buicks and GMCs arriving soon. The 2022 Sierra 1500s. They are taking orders now, and oh, yes, there are a number of improvements. Also, over 75 pre-owned trucks and SUVs, all clearly marked, priced to sell, all makes and models, the vast majority of which have Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty, a lifetime of protection at no extra cost. Get all the details and check them out at SchwannBuickGMC.com. 11 before the top of the hour, we're talking cyber war, the cybersecurity program at the University of Mary today, and its importance in training students to take on the cyber war, the hacking that goes on in today's world. So before the break, we're talking Matt Frey. Like, Matt is the new assistant professor for cyber defense at the University of Mary. Before the break, we're just talking about what opportunities in cybersecurity are there for the students, specializations that allow for a little spice, a little variety, and enjoyment in their career. So you can pick up from there, Matt.
Yeah, so in terms of opportunity, it's definitely a growing field and industry. Right now, there's about 600,000 unfilled jobs in the U.S., and I've heard estimates as high as 2.2 million unfilled jobs by the year 2024. So it's a growing industry. So if people, students want to get into it, basically what that means is there's going to be opportunity for them in that industry. And they're pretty darn good paying jobs too, anywhere from, you know, $85,000 to $120,000 per year are some of the estimates that you see out there. And those wages keep going up and up because they simply can't find qualified employees. So kind of all hands on deck right now. If you're interested in computers and security and you want to, you know, protect the nation and businesses, get involved.
Yeah,
you also mentioned some of these. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say protecting the nation is, you know, I mean, you're talking about a profession that's right up there with the, while you're not in harm's way, like a member of the armed services would, that would, you know, obviously be deployed and taking bullets. It is the defense that somebody in this space will do is extremely important in this day and age. So it is true service to the nation. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And obviously, if you're working for a company, you know, the damage, the economic damage that can come to a company from this is pretty extraordinary. So it's not too strong to say this is service to the nation, I guess is what I was getting at. Sorry, I interrupted you, though. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, right to your point, a lot of those jobs are federal jobs. A lot of those are with the Department of Homeland Security. And they're looking for people to, you know, help protect the nation, like you said. There's infrastructure here, critical infrastructure in our nation, really. If you think about the dams and the power lines and the pipelines, all that stuff has technology and all that needs to be protected. And those are the sorts of things that we're trying to, you know, educate and train our students to do. So a lot of opportunity right there.
Why should somebody care if they're listening today and say, hey, this is not my fight? And does cybersecurity, you know, does the cyber war target us? Are we a target, or, you know, more country to country? What would you say to folks that say, how does it impact me? I don't see it impacting anything I do.
You know, that's kind of the typical thought. That doesn't impact me. I'm not a target. But if you take a look, for example, last year, I think it was, there was a hack on the beef packing industry, and that caused beef prices to go through the roof. You know, if our pipelines get hacked, that's going to cause gas prices and energy prices to go through the roof. So it might not affect you directly per se, where someone's stealing your identity, which definitely can happen, but it affects our economy. It drives supply and demand and those sorts of things. So, you know, we're trying to keep things stable. The stock market likes things stable and they like things predictable. And when there's a hack or there's a breach and you read about ransomware and companies and municipalities having to pay, you know, big bucks to get their data back, that definitely affects us. And it really affects us probably through our pocketbook, which none of us tend to like having to pay more for things.
Talk, we only have a couple minutes here left, less than actually, but last thing I'd like to hear, just give some folks some practical advice on protecting themselves in this day and age when cyber warfare is as prevalent as it is. What suggestions or tips do you have?
You know, I think it just starts with education and at a young age. If we take a look at our children, if we're going to have them play outside or cross the street, we're holding their hand and we're telling them, you know, to look both ways and those sorts of things. You know, I went to the gym this weekend for a basketball game, and all these kids are on their devices, and there's not a whole lot of parental control there, right? They just kind of let them go on the internet kind of willy-nilly. So we got to, you know, hold their hands as they're learning to get on the internet and teach them what's right and wrong, and teach them, you know, who they should be chatting to and different sites that they can go to. You know, for the average person, I would tell them that they just need to have good, strong, secure passwords. They need to be aware of the websites that they're going to. Don't click on emails that they don't know who the sender is. It sounds kind of, you know, easy to do, but it's difficult. We might not know, you know, what's the correct site or what the correct email to click on is. So if you're not sure, then just don't click on it or pick up the phone and call. We can always do that. We can always talk to a person you know, in person, or we can pick up the phone and call. We don't always have to use electronic communication. So it kind of goes back to those basics of communication. Just verify who you're talking to. Use good, strong, secure passwords. Only go to websites that are legitimate and that you feel comfortable going to.
Fascinating conversation today, and one that is very much going to define the future. Glad the University of Mary is stepping up. New assistant professor for cyber defense to the University of Mary, Matt Freilich. Thanks for the info today, Matt.
We appreciate it.
God bless you, folks. We'll see you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. Everyone is talking about the Ukraine war in Russia. But is America doing enough to help Ukraine in this dangerous moment for freedom? Newsmax TV is covering the war around the clock with our top correspondents in Kyiv and around the globe. Newsmax is your trusted source. It represents your American values. Even President Trump says Newsmax is, quote, really good. Now Newsmax is conducting an urgent national poll. They want to know if you support a no-fly zone and if you approve of Joe Biden's handling of this crisis. They're also asking if Trump would have stopped the war. You can vote easily in the Newsmax poll. Just text the word zone to 39747. Zone to 39747. And we'll send you the poll right away. Newsmax is on all major cable systems and streaming platforms. I'm watching. You'll love it. Make the switch to Newsmax and be sure and vote in their poll. Text ZONE to 39747 right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.